Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone. There, in their presence, he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. Suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them. They were talking with him. Then Peter spoke to Jesus. "Lord," he said, "it is wonderful for us to be here. If you wish, I will build three tents, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses." The voyage so far has been great. An easy discharge of cargo at our last port, and now we are anchored at sea, waiting for a call from the company telling us where we must go next. Our captain calls it "at sea, awaiting orders." I like that phrase. It sums up how we spend a lot of our time, not just as seafarers, but in many aspects of life. In times of worry or doubt, or faced with a problem that is way beyond our capabilities, we wait for guidance. We wait for someone that we trust to steer us in the right direction. And of course, the right direction may not always be to our liking. But if we trust someone, and if that someone is the voice of God guiding us in prayer, then we are more likely to take notice. In the story of the Transfiguration, we find a lovely touching moment. Pure heaven, and Peter wants it to last. "Let's stay here forever," he said. Like many of us, Peter, James and John find it difficult to understand what is happening in front of them. Peter offers to build three shelters, or three shrines, for Jesus, Moses and Elijah. And like many of us, when we're not sure what is happening around us, we distract ourselves with busyness. We must do something, say something. I can understand what Peter means, for I feel a bit like that just now. The sea is calm, the sun is shining, the crew is in a good mood. I don't want this to end. But just as Jesus told the disciples that they had to go back down the mountain, then we too must leave this lovely setting and continue the voyage that we embarked upon. I know exactly how Peter felt. He got himself a bit of a reputation for rushing in without too much thinking of the possible consequences. But when things are so good, we do want them to last forever, don't we? But holding on to the memory of that moment is so important. When the darkness came down on the disciples, they'd remember the light. The memory of his transfigured appearance would help them to hold their nerve when things got difficult. Those privileged moments made them think deeply about his identity. Who was he? They were nudged in the direction of total faith in him as the unique Son of God. Peter, James and John, who came down the mountain, certainly had to treasure those memories of what they saw and what they felt, for they were soon going to have to face up to the awfulness of what was just around the corner, the suffering and death of the man whose glory they had just witnessed. Holding on to the memory, so too in prayer. I can remember how sometimes in prayer I feel so very close to God, and it is important to treasure those moments, for we will need those memories when things get rough and the God we are trying to pray to seems to be in a distant and unreachable place. Isn't it true that sometimes we can work beside or even live with someone without really getting to know the person, whether it be on ships and factories, in the fields, or even in our homes? And then one day, something happens, a transfiguration, which causes them to open up, to begin to let us get close to them. And then we discover a depth of riches which we didn't know existed. I think the gospel story is about an experience similar to that, where Peter, James and John were able for a moment to see who Jesus really is. The apostles were privileged to witness the inner life of Christ when his splendour was revealed to them on the holy mountain. Can we pray that our voyage of Lent would bring us to a deeper experience of that God in our own lives, and maybe a share in his divine life? May we fulfill God's will in our lives and in all that He has asked us to do, acting in the service of others with courage in the face of suffering. Transfiguration into the image of Christ is a slow process, but it is offered to all of us if we truly want it.